Hello, wonderful people. Lily here. And welcome to Cosmic Vibes. You can find me at natures-blessings.org or psychicspiritinyou.com. And what I'm going to talk about today is meditation, but I'm not going to talk about benefits and what meditation is, because all of you probably know that meditation is about achieving peace and also isness in your mind, body, and spirit. What I want to talk about today is the reasons why people do not meditate. Healing starts with the spirit, then the mind, and after that, the body. In meditation, it's part of the healing process, and we all go through a healing process, some sort of healing process, whether healing of the spirit, healing of the mind, whatever it may be. And in my healing practices and spiritual counseling, I usually suggest meditation. And when I ask the question, how often do you meditate, or if you meditate on a daily basis, the answer is not as much as I should. Or sometimes they say, I don't know how to meditate. Or I used to, not anymore, I should go back into it. And all kinds of reasons. But my question to you is, and I would love to really ask yourself these questions. What am I looking for? Reasons or results? And it's either reasons or results. So it's kind of like good to talk about the reasons. Why not? Because it kind of gives you a little bit of like encouragement and make you do something. I'm about empowering people, right? So here they are. Number one reason people say is, I'm too busy to meditate. Okay? Which is totally crap. You don't have to meditate for an hour or 2 hours or God knows how many hours a day. Yeah? You just have to find 5 to 10 minutes a day. And it all, what I tell my, my clients, my friends, what I suggest them is, start with 1 minute, just 1 minute, and then increase it to 2 minutes, and then 3 minutes, and then you find 5 minutes a day, and then 10 minutes a day. And you know what? Sometimes you might find 20 minutes a day. It's not a big deal. And yes, we are all busy with this quickening, with this accelerating time that's happening in the world. It's hectic and we are crazy busy. But if you cannot find 5 to 10 minutes a day, then that's your story. Okay? This is your story. As simple as that. Because you can wake up 5 minutes earlier, or you can go to bed 5 minutes later. That's it. It's very simple. Or you can look at your schedule, look how much time you spend watching TV or watching the news or replying to your emails or surfing the internet. Just think about that, because you know what? Let me tell you this. Your time is very precious. It's absolutely precious. Nobody gives you this. Nobody gives you, you know, your time back. And when you are watching TV and when you are surfing the internet and reading other people's emails, then you are giving away your time to other people. You are on other people's clock or time. So just think about that. Okay. So yes, you can find 5 to 10 minutes a day. I promise. If you really want it, you will find it. Okay. So that's number one reason. And that's the solution. You just find the time. Okay. Number two reason why people don't meditate is that I cannot stop thinking. My mind drives me crazy. I keep hearing this, right? What's the solution? Well, I have good news, because the mind will never stop thinking. The mind loves to be entertained, so it's not something new. There is a natural activity in the mind and is absolutely and perfectly normal. Your job is to sit in meditation and just be present with your meditation. That's your job. That's it. And your mind will eventually be your friend and not your enemy. Okay. You're the monkey mind, the chatter. it's going to be a friend. Just trust me, I've done that. Also, you know what? Explosive ideas, I mean, very creative ideas can come out of this meditation. And the mind, it says, oh, it drives me crazy because I have so many ideas and it happens to me. I mean, I'm guilty of that. And what's happening when I meditate, I have a piece of paper with me and a pen. And you know, when at the beginning, so much channeling is going on. It's like I have tons of ideas and messages. And what I do, I just stop, write down an idea, message, very short, go back to my meditation. The second one, go back to my meditation. The third one. And eventually all ideas will just like, you know what, okay, time for me to quiet myself down, to quiet my mind down. And everything at the end is just so peaceful. But I'm not resisting. I have a piece of paper and a pen, jot down my ideas, my messages, and then I go and move on with meditation. So just allow it, accept it, whatever comes, you'll find ways around, yeah? But your job is, again, is to sit in meditation or be quiet and meditate, be present. Okay, number three reason why people don't meditate. Being uncomfortable for sitting so long periods of time. My body starts tingling. I cannot be sitting with my spine straight. And there's so many reasons why being uncomfortable. Yes. If you are not, your body is not that flexible. And usually Westerners have really tight hips. Not all of them, but most of us have tight hips. What I suggest is just find, if you're sitting, just place a blanket or a prop underneath your hips or in order to elevate your hips, just sit on a blanket, basically. Or you can, if your spine is not straight, just sit against a wall so your spine can be straight, because the better, I mean, the more you sit with your spine straight, the better your meditation time is. You can sit on a chair with feet flat on the floor, and again your spine straight, and you can be supported by the chair. That's another thing. Where there is another form of meditation, it's a walking meditation, or like Tai Chi, where you just, it's a dynamic, very moving, beautifully flowing meditation where you just focus on being quiet. That's all. And, you know, focus on the breath, on your breath. So that's the number three reason. So being uncomfortable. So there are solutions, okay? And you know what the thing is, what I love about problems? I love, there are so many solutions. Not only one solution, but many. And I like being creative, finding solutions. And the thing is, when you have a problem and then you solve it, just think about how you feel about after solving the problem. You feel so empowered, yeah? Okay. Number four reason why people don't meditate is this. And it's actually related to the previous ones, but especially with the third one. So it's hard to be still, okay? Because your mind just wanna quit. It's not the body. I mean, probably the body, but the mind is first. Your mind wants to quit, wants to get up and go on with the normal life. So the solution for this is just, again, sit in your meditation and kind of like observe what's going on and acknowledge why it's so hard to be still. And don't fight it. Do not resist it. Just sit there and just be a witness and be, you know, kind of like witness your mind, because the mind wants to get up and quit and not your body first. Yeah. So the mind first and the body is the second one. So when you just allow and when you just observe, what's going to happen, it will eventually go away. Trust me. Okay. And as I said, the mind is the one that wants to sit up. So just stay there, sit in meditation. It's very easy. And remember, 5 to 10 minutes a day. You start slowly with 1 minute, step by step, take baby steps. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and so on. Okay, number five reason why people don't meditate. It's hard to deal with the noise. It's hard to deal with any distraction. If it's not my kids, then it's outside noise, it's the airplanes, it's the neighbor cutting the grass, or, you know, whatever it is. It's also the mind resisting to the meditation. And it's funny. It's so beautiful what I did today. I sat in my, actually, I went out and I pray for rain. We are living in the desert, so it's a blessing when it rains here. So I prayed for the rain. And it's beautiful because when you pray, it's actually talking to the God. It's another form of meditation. It's more like dynamic talking, yeah? And when you are meditating, you're listening to God. That's I love this saying. And I went into my backyard and I said, because it was raining, yeah, so my you know, God answered my prayers, and I said, let me just enjoy and try meditating in the rain and see how it feels. And this is related to the noise or the distraction, because the drops of rain were kind of like at the beginning, you know, distracting me. They were just, it wasn't a heavy rain where I have everything once, but it was just drop by drop by drop. And it was like touching my skin, and it felt a little bit cold. And then, oh my God, I don't know if I can, you know, meditate. And I kept coming with different reasons, not why not to sit there. So yeah, I'm guilty of that. Yeah, right. But the thing is, it's very easy when you meditate in a very peaceful, quiet environment. It's easier. So I strongly suggest to do that, to find a quiet room, you know, unplug your phones and so on. So really, you know, have a beautiful music, peaceful, quiet music. It's powerful. At the beginning, yeah, I strongly suggest start with that. But when you find yourself that you are going into meditation and you need some challenges and see how you deal, then try, you know, meditating with noise in a noisy environment, or like I did in the morning, while it was raining. It was so beautiful because at the beginning, my mind was wandering, was going, finding all kinds of different reasons. But at the end, I felt so peaceful. I felt so empowered because, you know, the rain not only cleansed my hectic mind, but I felt like it really cleansed my spirit, because I was dealing with a lot of noise lately. A lot of it's the solar flares, it's the Mercury retrograde. I've been traveling a lot, so I'm dealing with a lot of, you know, tiredness. So it's so much accumulated. And when I went outside and just surrender to the drops of rain, you know what? I became one with the rain. Truly, I was so, so empowered and felt so at peace. Like my belly really felt at peace. No more tension there. Yeah. So it is hard indeed to deal with noise and distraction, but just sit there. And you'll find it that your mind will become your friend and not your enemy. The car that is driving and making a noise, it's not who you are. Yeah, so you don't go with the car. Your thoughts don't go with the car. Your thoughts don't travel with the airplane that is bothering you. You're just being present with yourself, present with your mind, present with your body, present with your spirit. You're in the now and you just keep sitting. That's all. You just keep being. Very easy, yeah? I mean, it's not really, it's easy to talk about, but it's about experiencing, yeah? It's about starting, it's about trying, you know, do whatever it takes, 5 to 10 minutes a day again. Number 6 reason why people don't meditate, and it's very common, this one. I don't know how to meditate. Well, there is so much information out there, yeah? You just sit quiet, follow your breath, just be there, listen to the music. There is so much information. I don't even want to go further, so I'll stop here, okay? So, number 7 reason. Oh, meditation is for women or is for new age, you know, people. Let me tell you what this is. It's resisting yourself, and it's mostly resisting the change. That's what it is, because we are growing, we are evolving, we're expanding, and by resisting the change, we are dying, slowly dying. So just think about meditating, trying something new, okay? And this is probably not the number 8, but I want to add to this 7 reasons. Number 8 would be congratulate yourself, really. Because if you've never done something before and then you tried it and you accomplish it, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be good. It's not, because meditation is not doing something good or something wrong. Meditation is just be present. That's all, with yourself, with your mind, with your spirit, with your body. And the thing is, when you congratulate yourself, what's happening is like you give it to yourself. You give a gift to yourself, and you kind of like encourage yourself to do more, because once you've done it once, you want to do it the second time, because you feel, even if it doesn't, don't feel any result, let's say, yeah, or you feel good, or you feel, it doesn't matter how you feel. If you congratulate yourself, hey, I've done something, then you know what? You are motivated to do it again. So really congratulate yourself for achieving just 1 minute of meditation, and pat yourself on the shoulder and say, yay, I've done it. Yeah, I'm so powerful. Yes, I can do it again. And then next time what you do, you add another minute to your meditation. So instead of one, now you have 2 minutes and 3 minutes, and you'll eventually sit there for 15, 20 minutes and you feel so much better after you meditate. Okay, I hope I motivated you enough to start meditating. And if you have a meditative practice on a regular daily basis, then I hope I motivated you to just do it under different circumstances, like try something new, like I tried my meditation in the rain today. If you've done it before and you stopped and you quit meditating, I hope this will motivate you to go back into your practice, into your spiritual practice, because it's so important to really go deep into your spirit, daily spiritual practice. We are in 2012, and it's not, especially summertime, and it's not easy at all. Meditation will help you go through a lot of challenges. So this is Lily with Nature's Blessings. You can find me at natures-blessings.org. Or psychic spirit in you. And until next time, happy meditating, everyone. Namaste.